Oh, a little early Halloween Munsters music?
It's the Munsters. Well, yeah, because Halloween's coming up, and, you know, they're going to do a remake of the show, apparently, the movie. They're going to do a movie
about
it.
Well, it's just a matter of time.
The original cast, of course, Fred the Utes Gwynn as Herman Munster, Yvonne DiCarlo as his wife Lily, Al Lewis as Grandpa, Pat Priest as Marilyn, and, of course, Butch Patrick as the son.
And he'll have to have a cameo, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Of course. All have passed away except for Marilyn and Butch. And of course, they had to talk to Butch, and Butch is not happy about the remake. He's spoken out simply because he's got time.
Oh, maybe he didn't get a cameo, and that's why he's angry.
Well, he starred in the classic, and he said, honestly, it should just be left alone. I think it shows they're desperate for content.
Well, duh.
Yeah, Butch. And unless they get Brad Garrett to play Herman, it's not going to do well.
Huh. Hint, hint, hint. That would be a good casting call, though.
It would. But did Brad Garrett ask for the part? You know, not sure. But anyway, Munsters possibly with a new movie. Hello?
I am a big Munster fan, and since you are the Infomaniacs, you might be interested to know in the scene in the show Autumn Crocus, that's the title of one of the episodes, when they're showing the staircase in the background, a crew member is walking past with like a boom mic, and he's way in the back, but you can see him.
Mm. Well, I have one question. Are you employed, sir?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm just kidding you. What made this show such an allure for you? Why did it hold such an allure for you?
Well, I have a personal interest in I grew up in the funeral business. My dad's a funeral director, and Herman Munster, other than my dad, he was the only other guy that I knew that was a funeral director, and Eddie was the only other kid who had a dad as a funeral director. So that's it for me.
Nothing like a role model.
Birds of a feather.
That's it. Thanks. Okay.
Wow. Just.
No.
By the way, before in the next 10 minutes, guys, I don't know. I may wait till the next half hour. I think I will. I'll wait till the next half hour. Guys,
That was a tease.
It was.
Yeah. 10 minutes. No. Half hour. No, tomorrow.
No,
forget
no,
it.
No,
next
no,
week.
No,
next
no,
week.
No, no, no.
Yeah, if I remember.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
Right.
No. In one sentence, guys, I got us off the hook.
Yeah. Oh?
Yes, that's all.
We don't have to work tomorrow?
I'm talking about the male of the species that got us off the hook. All of us. Okay?
Oh.
I got the scientific proof that gets us off the hook. So I would say that's reason enough to hang around, just in case you might be interested about that. I don't know if you're shocked about this or not, but Halloween is one of the most expensive holidays of the year.
Hmm. It's getting worse, or so it would seem.
Go on.
Well, because have you noticed how much more decorating people do for Halloween?
You know,
than compared to even 5 years ago.
One word: inflatables. You know. Because I saw a pumpkin stack yesterday, you know, like six pumpkins stacked up. And I'm guessing it was an inflatable. I didn't drive by. But, you know, they have those little, they have snow globes during the holidays. But, yeah, they have like the giant witch and all that kind of stuff with their little compressor out there keeping them inflated. $61 for each and every U.S. American being spent on Halloween.
There you are.
National Retail Federation ranking of hot Halloween costumes this year estimates that some 4 million little girls will go trick-or-treating as princesses. The sixth year in a row, that's the most little chicklets out there aspiring to royalty. Spider-Man still stags the most as far as little boys' ambitions are concerned. New this year on the list of kids wanting to be somebody, Buzz Lightyear, very high, 650,000 kids. And then, of course, Harry Potter. When it comes to grown-ups, nurses, which dropped off the list, are back with a vengeance. Moving up to 4th spot behind witches, vampires, and arg pirates.
Well, because once again, that's the other thing that it's become, is it's a reason for anyone and everyone to become, you know, add trashy to whatever costume you choose.
Yep.
You know, I'm going as a nurse, hint, trashy hint. Nurse. Yeah. I'm going as a teacher, hint, trashy teacher. I'm going as a CEO, hint, trashy CEO.
I mean, Chase won't have his porch light on, I can tell.
I never do.
I understand. Poll for dogs. Say
we know what dogs do with poles, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Especially little boy dogs.
That's right. Pumpkins number one and devil suits number two for dogs. That's what they're saying. All right.
Not our dogs. I mean, you just go get the little...
Get the bun.
Yeah, exactly. And be done with it.
And they tuck their tail. So.
Well, you know, yeah, because once again, they don't get the humor.
No.
Well, but we said last year, I said last year, I had a great idea for my son. I mean, because last year we just put him in a little pumpkin outfit, and so he was a jack-o'-lantern.
Cute.
See, because his name
is works. Jack.
Jack.
Yeah, okay.
This year, I do want to put, you know, if I thought he would sit still long enough, unfortunately, his hair's not long enough, but, you know, slick his hair back.
Yeah.
And give him like some, you know, like a pale face, something like that, and he would be Count Jacula.
Oh, that's good. But, all right, maybe next year after that. Hello.
Maybe so.
Morning. Hey, any of y'all going as a radio host this year?
No,
we do that every day. It just gets boring after a while.
And believe me, we don't get nearly good stuff when we go to the door.
No.
Yeah.
They figure we already got the stuff.
First thing you're saying, aren't you a little old for this?
Yeah, really.
We don't like to answer that. It's an embarrassing question. Okay, survey by Resonate Network showed that adults are worried about chubby kids. And get this, a third of them want marketers to stop pushing junk food. Because it's the marketer's fault, after all. Quit that. Go to McDonald's and get their carrot sticks and celery. That's what they make a lot of money off of. 35% of adults rank childhood obesity as extremely serious. Yeah, that's right. 23% say the corporations have some responsibility. All right. 14% say they have the greatest responsibility. No, that'd be wrong. That's not exactly correct. 35% say they support limiting advertising of high sugar, high fat foods and beverages. Chase, I don't know. I guess is Reagan out of the Saturday morning TV thing? Is that not part of her world?
Oh, but that's just it. There's no such thing as Saturday morning TV.
Oh.
It's everyday TV.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just it. Every blessed day.
So, I mean, are there a lot of pre-sweetened cereal ads and stuff like that?
Well, the good news is that the Monday through Friday content a lot of times is usually Disney.
Okay.
And so if it's Disney, they don't have advertising. Now, Nickelodeon does have advertising. PBS does not. I mean, so it depends on what network you're watching, things like that. But yeah, and that's just it. Television is not necessary to convince a child that the only available cereal that's out there is basically a pile of sugar that's been colored red.
You're right. There are lots of ways, aren't there? The cereal aisle is a real good way.
Yeah. There's a reason they put, you know, sugar, honey coated globs of frosting smacks or whatever you want to call it, you know, on the bottom row. So.
Well, that and the fact that they have those that are the size of the containers, the size of feed sacks. That's pretty neat.
You just wrap the little straps around their ears and send them on their way.
There you go.
Well,
you
roll them out the door.
Put them in the back of the pickup. You're good to go.
Sure.
Hey, Verizon Wireless is going to be paying back millions of dollars. That sounds kind of fun. Problem is, they're giving it to millions of people. So you may, it looks like 15 million cell phone customers who were erroneously charged for data sessions or internet use. Verizon did not disclose how much exactly you'll get back, but it'll probably be a credit. I mean, I don't know, maybe they'll cut checks, but I can't imagine that'd work. It'll range for, you ready? You're in the money, between $2 and $6. Yeah. That'll be great. The only thing that would be better is if you had to go by to the Verizon store to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So what, you go in and give your name and...
Have you done that? You know, go in the phone store and, you know, you're like number 23 on the list?
If I'm number 23, I'm walking out, pal.
You don't even show up. Okay. Western Pennsylvania officials hoping for a grand unveiling over the weekend of the century-old time capsule that they had there. They say both the capsule and their plans were spoilt. The copper container removed from the cornerstone of the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh. Inside, officials found 11 cents in change. Did they think we wouldn't be using coins by now? Two lead soldiers, a tattered silk flag, and a whole bunch of rotten news pulp. Seems that they didn't solder it shut, so the moisture got in. We open this time capsule to...
Wow.
Yeah.
Something die in here?
Museum officials plan to try to save what they can.
Did you put a dog in the time capsule?
Well, they turn it upside down, and the wet paper stuck to the side of the capsule. Then they got to reach in, and it comes out, and it looks like paper mache, and
It's all gamey and nasty.
Yeah, not a good thing. Anyway, museum officials plan to try once again... The next time they're going to entomb this one, and then early 22nd century, they'll go ahead and open it up and let us see what happens to be in there. Hup, got a Tony Danza story for you this morning.
All right.
24. Tony just can't get used to the wonders of modern technology. Apparently, he kicked up a stink at a Liza Minnelli concert last week.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That stinks to begin with.
Well, but now Tony better watch out. Liza's liable to come down there. I mean, just ask David Guest. She's got a strong hand.
Well, and all I can say is when I saw Liza, we were both going into the Tony Danza show.
Oh, that's right. And you pushed her out of the way, didn't you?
I did, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
But, you know,
that's a mighty heave, right?
I'm telling you. Yeah. Don't mess with Scooter. He's got some arms on him.
That's right.
Last week, when a fan wanted to take a photo of him with her cell phone, he refused her request, saying, quote, "This is Tony Danza, okay?" Tony saying, quote, "Everybody wants a picture with me, and that makes it just too much." It's Tony Danza.
Really?
Everybody wants a picture with him. I don't know if you knew that.
Of all the people I want a picture with, I'm pretty sure he's not in the top 80.